Masechtos Arla, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Kalim Shesachan B'Shemen. Someone who has utensils, these are like leather utensils that were rubbed with oil. The Rab gives an example of shoes, leather shoes that were rubbed with oil to soften the leather. And two different oils were put in. So Kalim Shesachan B'Shemen Tameh, if they were first rubbed with Tameh oil, and the oil became saturated into the leather, V'chazar v'sachem b'shem entar, and then after it all dried, he went and put in more oil, rubbed in more tahar oil. So there's two layers of oil in here. I, or a reverse case, v'sachem b'shem entar, he first rubbed it with tahar oil, v'chazar v'sachem b'shem entame, and then after it dried, he put on another layer of tame oil. And then, when he uses the shoe, and the leather gets pressed, oil becomes squeezed out of the leather. What's the status of the oil that's squeezed out of the leather? When there's tahar and tameh oil both rubbed into this leather. Rabbi Eliezer says, Achar harishon aniba. I go after whichever one was first. Whichever oil was put in first, that's the one that's expelled when the leather is there's pressure applied later. The first one, the second application of oil soaks in deeper than the first, and the first one is the one that gets expelled. The Chachamim says, Acharin, I go after the last one. Whichever one was last, that's the one that's being expelled. That's the one that stayed on the surface, and it's expelled when pressure is put. And so therefore, they would differ in opinion if it was the tahar or tamay oil being expelled, depending on which one went first or last. Mishnah Yud Dalet. Se'ar shel truma v'shel kalaya kerem shenafel l'techisa. If there was sourdough from truma and sourdough from kalaya kerem, kalayim, that fell into a batch of dough, loy bezekedei l'chametz, loy bezekedei l'chametz, and neither the truma nor the kalayim sourdough had enough in and of itself to leaven and cause the entire batch of dough to rise. V'nistarfu v'chimtzu, and they combined and they caused a leavening and a rising of the dough. So the truma, the status of the truma, it's aser to a non-kain, it's mutter to a kain. The kalaya kerem, kalayim, is aser to everyone, whether it's kain or a zar or non-kain, everyone's aser. What happens to this batch of dough that only the combination of both the truma and the kalayim sourdough together were able to cause the bread to rise? So the Mishnah says, Amachlekes, the Tanakam, which is the Chachamim, they hold Asur Lazarim Umutra Lakahanim. It's going to be Asur to non-Kahanim, because both of them have a common denominator that non-Kahan cannot partake neither from the Truma nor from the Kalim. But it's Mutter to Kahanim, because Kahanim are allowed to eat from the Truma. The only thing they can't eat is the Kliakarim, and the Kliakarim by itself was not enough to cause leavening to the whole batch of dough. So the two combine, but they only combine to make an Isser for something that would be Isser to both, which is the non-Kayan. Reb Shimon Matir, Lazarim Ulakanim. Reb Shimon says that it's Mutter, it's permitted both to non-Kayanim and to Kayanim alike. Reb Shimon holds that the two don't combine, and each one in their own right does not have enough to make the dough leaven, and therefore, each one in its own right, it doesn't have a recognizable taste here, and is nullified by the large proportions that are needed, 1 to 200 necessary to nullify, and it becomes nullified. The Chachamim and Rav Shimon are following their own opinions, their Lishitasam, with the Mishnah Yud that we had previously, that the Chachamim held different types of Isurim can combine in different spices, and Rav Shimon held that the different types of Isurim and spices don't combine. Here too we hold the different types of Isurim of Truma and Kalayim, they will not combine to make the dough Asurim to a Zar, a non-Kain.